and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Okay, wow, pushing it tight. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Wednesday.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, a little tight on time in there. My bad. What's up? Welcome to Wednesday. I forget how chaotic this week is. It's National Teachers Week. It is National Nurses Week. It is National School Nurses Week. It's Mother's Day this week. It's Cinco de Mayo this week. It's Star Wars Day this week. It's a very busy, busy week.
Yeah, the first week of May.
It's just a lot going on.
May in general.
Happy everybody, man. Yeah, everybody's getting celebrated this week. Yeah. All right, Would You Rather Wednesday. Here we go. If you're new to our show, every Wednesday morning, we give you a scenario. You got to choose this. You got to choose that. And they're both kind of unfortunate. So between these two unfortunate scenarios, you got to pick this or that, all right? So in honor of Mother's Day, would you rather spend Mother's Day doing every single one of your mother's tasks, no matter how annoying those tasks may be? And like, your mother really laid out her most annoying tasks for you, okay? So you go to your mom's house, you say, all right, I saved all these annoying tasks for you. Like, damn, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather spend Mother's Day with her critiquing every single thing that you do?
You mean my life?
So, which
some of us are already built for it, so depends on what your world is like.
So, like, are you going to spend Mother's Day doing every single one of your mom's annoying tasks, but she's not going to critique you doing it? Mm-hmm. She'll tell you good job and thank you at the end.
Yeah, that's okay? Nice.
Or are you going to spend Mother's Day with her critiquing every single thing that you do?
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you gonna have it, Jessica?
Some call it critiques. I call it tough love.
Nah.
So I'm going with option number two. I don't mind it. It's kind of like how my family operates already. Also, the main reason is my mom does a lot of stuff around the house where she builds a lot of things.
Yeah.
She has like redone the bathroom. She's constantly making something. She's constantly using power tools that scare me. So to avoid that, to avoid an explosion, to avoid an injury for myself, I have to go with option number two.
You couldn't handle one. There's no way.
She's constantly making something, building something, doing something crazy and awesome that I'm just not built for.
Fair enough. Charlotte, which one? Are you going Mother's Day, all of her annoying tasks, but she's not going to critique you, or a full day of mother critiques?
My mother already speaks her mind quite freely, and we are fellow Capricorns, so we're just, like, always butting heads in that way.
Yeah.
So I definitely am not signing up for a day of that. I will do as many chores as I need to not go through that. Love you, Mama Lynn.
I don't think my mom's critiqued me a day in my life. I don't even know what that would feel like. I don't even know what it would sound like. What would my mom say to me that would be, like, even a bit critiquey? I don't even know.
Be nicer to women.
Like, I don't even know, like, I don't even know, honest to God. You know, like, what would Nancy say to me?
Probably what Charlotte said.
No, y'all, because we quiet, I'm nice to women, stop.
Oh, okay. Is that already shutting our critique down?
Oh, stop it.
We got it.
She'd be like, no, all I can imagine her saying is, like, good job on the radio, sweetie.
Yeah, try to be a little bit better on the radio. Like, I don't even know what her critique would sound like. She's so nice.
Be more nice about pillow gifts.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm going into like a Muppet, like Mickey Mouse.
But even when she gets sassy, she's so funny and cute. Like, I remember one time we had lunch. It was like you, me, Garage Boy, and your mom, and you were complaining about something, and like you were talking about her. And she was like, oh, well, another thing for you to complain about in therapy about me.
Yeah,
and then, like, has a chip and salsa.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what it sounds like.
It was like, honestly, it was like a diss, but it was still nice. So it was like, wow.
Just
amazing
to experience it, I think I like a day of critique for my mom. I just to feel like that alone, I think I'd have to take that. So, yeah, I'll go with a full day of critiques for my mom just to take that in for once in my life. All right, which one are you going to do? A Mother's Day full of annoying tasks from your mom, or a Mother's Day full of just straight critiques?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
Number three.
The Harbor Splash is back, but they're doing something a little different this year. So the event will return as a pop-up series this summer, meaning there's going to be multiple opportunities for people to swim in the Inner Harbor under controlled conditions. Last year, the event was canceled twice due to what officials say came down to science and safety. But they did say since the launch of the Healthy Harbor Initiative, the Inner Harbor's water quality has improved significantly. So dates for the pop-ups, if you're interested in this, is going to be announced 1 week in advance, and then registration will open on a rolling basis throughout the summer.
Why do they keep trying to make this happen so hard?
I don't understand why. Y'all,
like,
if it has to be controlled,
I know.
And clearly it's not the vibe.
It keeps being too dirty. It's just so weird. Like, it's clearly not good enough yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand. It's like, all right, whatever. You want to jump in the damn harbor, jump in the damn harbor, whatever.
Number two.
When you're allowed to, because otherwise it's not legal.
Don't actually do that.
Only during the pop-up when it is controlled. Okay, thank you very much. Just have to save our butts there. The AMC theater chain is going to start showing live concerts. So the new venture is going to be called Arena One at AMC, and tickets are going to range from $40 to $75.
What?
Mm-hmm. They're going to start showing next month. They're going to start showing shows by Bebe Rexha, Paris Hilton, Maren Morris. Now, the concerts will be shown at more than 300 AMC locations in 89 markets across the country, with more shows set to be announced next month.
At first, I was like, that's a good use of movie theaters, right? Like, that's actually pretty smart. And then I'm like, $75 to go see a movie, basically? Like, that's BS to me.
It is, because if you're telling me that I can watch Coachella all 3 days and stream from home on YouTube,
right,
from my home,
and then it's free, right?
Yeah, you don't have to pay an extra thing to stream Coachella. So for them, I mean, so what? You're going to pay $75 just so you can sit and, like, with the surround sound of the concert? That doesn't make sense.
$20 is fair, right? I would say maybe $25.
Films from Taylor Swift and Beyonce, Billie Eilish, that's 3D.
Sure.
Those tickets are not $75, and they shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. That's just
number one.
Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni have officially settled their high-profile legal dispute tied to It Ends With Us, avoiding a trial that had been set originally for the 18th of this month. Sources claim there was no money paid out to either party. So the settlement follows over a year of legal back and forth stemming from Blake's allegations of sexual harassment and retaliation in 2024. So earlier this year, the judge did toss 10 of Lively's 13 claims, leaving claims of retaliation and breach of contract to go forward to trial. Just a few hours after the news broke, Lively stepped out of the Met Gala, marking her return to the public eye following the resolution of the case. Sources say Lively and Baldoni's lawyers raked in a combined $60 million representing the co-stars over the time of the case.
I'm just glad this one's done.
Yeah.
Honestly, when you said those two names, I kind of got chills.
Really?
I'm like, I don't think I can say another word about these two and, like, genuinely care.
They probably couldn't either.
You know,
it's been a long time.
There's only people that actually cared about this case. I think those lawyers that made $60 million. The rest of us, I mean, this was such a messy story. And I don't think any of us were genuinely that invested in it, because they kept going back and forth. He said, she said, and they were both just kind of a messy situation. So
all that matters is by the end of it, both of them and both of their representations released a joint statement. So they're on the same page and everyone can move forward.
Ooh, let's move on.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Y'all, this is our favorite phone call of all time, maybe. I mean, how do we define this phone call, Jess?
I would just say top five moments.
Infamous.
I wouldn't say like
memorable.
Favorite phone
memorable.
Call, but yeah, like a memorable top five memorable moments, just because it was so insane.
I mean, we just, every year on the 6th of May, we have to go back and like relive this moment, because every year I think maybe I'll understand it a little bit better, and every year we don't, but maybe this year is the year.
I'll never understand.
Happy National Nurses Day, everybody.
Yes.
To all of our nurses, let's give it up for our healthcare and our nurses. Thank
National
you guys.
National Nurses Day, National Nurses Week. Yeah. Thank you for everything and all that you do.
And that's actually how this trouble started.
Yeah.
6 years ago,
we
actually.
We just said thank you.
Yeah. This is how this whole thing actually began. And if you're not new to the show, you know exactly where this is going. This is a tradition that we do every single year. We got a phone call that was so unexpected that we just have to relive it almost annually now. So How did this begin? Okay, you remember how this, because it's so out of line that I'm like, how did we even get here?
Yeah, so Dr. Dana got triggered by our Nurses Day celebration and giving them flowers, because when we were celebrating our nurses, you know, also, was this in 2020?
It was 2020.
Okay.
So it was COVID.
This is like COVID, obviously, like, you know, our frontline workers and everything was absolutely insane, all of us going through that and everyone having to work in the hospitals and all that kind of stuff. So we just wanted to stop down the show, give them their flowers. And while we were doing it in jest, you know, we were also being, you know, kind of being playful, having fun, saying and describing our experiences when we go to the doctor or when we go to the hospital, where most of our time is spent with the nurses, right? When they are getting vitals, they're checking in, they're asking questions, all that kind of stuff. Most of the time, right? Whether if it's getting the testing done or honestly just kind of calming you down is with the nurses. And then the doctor comes in, they're like, boop, boop, boop. And then they dip, right?
That's what I said.
Now,
what I said was.
What you said maybe was.
Nurses do all the hard work.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what you said. But you were saying it playfully.
I was totally joking. Yeah. I said, nurses do all the hard work and the doctors come in for a couple seconds.
That's what upset her.
So this doctor named Dana calls in and is just irate over this from what I remember. So let's go back and relive this memory. Now keep in mind, it's National Nurses Day. Mm-hmm. This doctor who gets a lot of assistance from the nurses had to call in and make sure that her voice was heard. Let's go back and relive this moment. Here we go. Hey, Dana, I heard you've got a bone to pick with me.
I do. I'm actually victim offended by your comment that nurses do all the work. So I'm not downplaying the nurses. They are great. They have made me where I'm at. They've taught me a lot. But as a physician, I'm quite offended.
So today, by the way, is National Nurses Day.
I 100% know that, and I understand that. But to sit there on the air... And I'm giving all the credit. I give the credit to the nurses, too. And believe me, they do their share, and they are part of the team.
Yeah.
And I know that today's National Nurses Day, but to say that on the air, does that they do all the work, and the doctors just come in and sign the orders?
So this is what I said. I'll go back and just to repeat for those that weren't here what I said. I said that I feel like the nurses are the one that do all the work. They come in, they'll take your temperature, they'll ask all the questions, they'll, you know, they pretty much, I feel like, diagnose you right there. And then the doctor comes in and says, well, here's a script. Go fill this. Good to see you. Bye. Pat on the back, right?
No. They're not the ones that always diagnose you, and they can be missed. And I come in, I can speak for myself. I come in there and ask some of the same questions. I review all of your medications, and I make a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's wrong to say that the nurses, the nurse might come in and take your temperature. You're right. They might do that, but I come in and recheck a blood pressure if I need to. I'm going to come in, and if your pressure is high, I'm taking it again. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be the one ordering your EKG to make sure you're not having a heart attack. I'm the one, they might draw the blood, but I'm the one who's reviewing the blood work to make sure your kidneys are not going to crap because your pressure is so high.
All right, there goes Dana.
I forgot how long. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, she is still going. She was so upset. She was, no, I'm giving them credit, but I'm.
But just so you're clear, but I
me,
do. Yeah, on National Nurses Day, she wanted to make sure that doctors were also getting their love on National Nurses Day. Well, Dana, here we are. We're 6 years later.
And we've played your call every year since, so I hope you feel the love every single year. Okay? But happy Nurses Day. Can we just? Is that okay? We're just trying to celebrate everybody on their day.
Don't worry. Dana's going to get love every year because she deserves it. All right.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Mix 106.5.
Right now, though, a chance to win $1,000 in free gas over at Royal Farms. Caller number 10. Hi, good morning. Is this hi?
We got it again.
Hi, well, who is it?
Katie, Kenzie, and Elizabeth.
Katie and Kenzie and Elizabeth, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? Just going to school? That's fun. I mean, kind of. There's more fun things to do, but it's good to talk to you guys.
Good to talk.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
All right. Hello?
Hello.
You guys awake? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
no, they're ready. Let's play.
We are. We're good.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's do this. By the way, I saw gas this morning. You ready for this? 505 by my house.
No.
505.
I haven't seen five yet. That makes me sad. I have not seen
that
yet.
Down in Columbia this morning.
Totally crazy.
I know.
No.
So Let's see if we can help you guys out with $1,000 in free gas this morning. Thanks to Royal Farms. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Katie, Kenzie, and Elizabeth, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. What astrological sign is symbolized by the fish?
Pisces.
Correct. Question number two. Spell the word debt. Debt.
B-E-T.
We can't. After you say the letter, we got to buzz you guys out.
No.
Man,
that's
sorry.
Fine. I was totally spelling depth. That's why.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, dang it. It's okay.
There's a little desk there. I'm not sure what you're trying to spell. Wait. it's tough,
it's
but
okay.
I know
it's funny.
Let's
still play for fun, though. Can we still play for fun and see how you guys would have done?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's keep going.
Let's go to number three. Steve Jobs is known for introducing which type of cell phone?
Apple. iPhone, yeah.
iPhone
is
good job,
right. Yeah, there you go.
Number four, what actor said, "Why so serious?" in the movie The Dark Knight?
Do we know?
Joker.
Heath Ledger.
Is the
so
actor.
We're looking for the actor's name.
Okay.
Number five, who became the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice in 1981?
Sandra.
Yes.
Sandra O'Connor.
Yeah, somebody knew it in the back. Good job.
Way to go.
Okay, pop-off history, pop-off school. We love that.
Yep, nice.
Number six, what kind of animal is a sandpiper?
A bird.
Yep, there you go. Good job. Yep. Number seven, last one here. What is the name of the character who is always causing trouble in Dr. Seuss's Fox and Socks?
Do we know?
The fox.
Very nice.
Not too bad,
hey,
guys.
I mean, honestly, yo, it's debt. It's a four-letter word, but it is kind of weird to like, wait, what is it? D-B-D-D-B-P. Yeah, there you go. It's all right. Yo, not bad, guys. Hey, and obviously you can get through. So this game, it won't be your last time playing. Today was a little bit of spelling error, but it's all right. It's all good.
Did we want to give any shout-outs this morning to school?
Marybelle.
Yeah. All right, guys. All good. Tomorrow we'll come back. We'll go for $1,000 once again with 7 new trivia questions, and we'll see you at the same time, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good day at school, you guys. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
There is only one slang word that has stood the test of time. Do you know what it is?
No.
Can you even think of what the one slang word over generation and generations now lasted over 100 years? Anybody want to guess what that one slang word might be that every generation for the last 100 years has even used?
I'm trying to think of like what is something that we
like,
all still say.
Things have come and gone,
one.
You know. Like if I would have told you like 20 years ago, like da bomb,
epic.
Like, I still say that's the bomb.
You still use the bomb.
I say that's the bomb. I say that's fire.
People still say the bomb. I don't think
I say that's
still
dope.
Say the bomb.
Rad.
I think nobody's saying that anymore.
I will say rad, but I don't know if that's the California girl in me.
I don't know.
Sick. I say that's rad. That's sick.
There's only one word that has stood the test of time over 100 years. And that word is cool.
Ooh.
Cool is slang?
Cool is the slang word that is
stood. Oh, I guess why it's so ingrained, I don't even think it's slang. That's crazy.
So here's this. I'll play this. This is something from BuzzFeed. Listen.
Cool isn't really slang. Slang words usually come about as an alternate way to describe something that already exists. Cool, on the other hand, was the only way to describe something new. A new way to look at the world and interact with each other, and thanks to new media technologies like radio and TV, spread across the globe. It makes sense to me that the word cool is still with us, because we're still living in that value system. Being cool is just as important now as it was 100 years ago.
They've been using that word for over 100 years now.
I didn't even consider cool slang because it's so part of like my world.
It's come and gone, but people still use the word cool, and it's still as relevant as it was 100 years ago.
Interesting.
All right, so are there any slang words that you guys use now that you feel like has probably gone? Like, for example, yesterday I used the word gnarly for this migraine that I have right now. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple people, actually I had two people yesterday respond back to my Insta story being like, gnarly question mark. I still use the term gnarly and I know it's not relevant anymore.
What, they don't listen to Cat's Eye?
But like, I still think it's a relevant word. And yeah. I won't give gnarly up. And I know it's like kind of 80s, but for some reason,
that situation specifically too, like I can't think of another way to describe it.
Where it's perfect. It's like nasty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like gnarly to me is like bad, like icky, like, ugh.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Like gnarly, like, ugh. Like to me, I can't give up gnarly. Where slang words have come and gone. Gnarly to me, I'm going to hang on to.
Yeah.
What do you use? Which one? You said one a second ago. I'm like, oh, no one uses that name. The bomb.
I use the bomb. That's the bomb. I think my family uses that a lot.
Heard that in forever. Yeah, but
like,
yo, it,
like food, places, music. If like we send stuff to each other and we think something like, so the bomb, we say sick. I don't think I'll ever let go of fire. I'll never let go of fire.
Fire, I still hear every. I have not heard the bomb probably in 20 years. That's
the bomb.
I don't think I've heard anyone say the bomb since I was probably.
Why?
I just haven't heard anybody
use
it.
I'd say the bomb and dope are probably the words I use the most.
Dope every day. Charlotte, is there one that like you feel like nobody uses anymore but you, but you're still hanging on to?
I love 1-800 not my problem. It's so good. That's like it just so hits crazy. Different.
That's a yeah. That
it's
one's
so good.
Is what's there's got to be slang that you know is like you're like nobody uses this, but I'm still gonna hold on to it. Just know if you're using the word cool, that is now lasted over 100 years, and it's still relevant. So you can hold on to cool. Okay. Hey, who's more important in certain situations, your partner or your parent? It's going to come down, I think, situational. You're going to see why. I saw this viral video of this mom that's so upset because her son is debating who should get the front seat of the car. Is it her or is it his girlfriend? Listen to this.
I'm not sitting in the back seat. You need to get out. You gonna sit in the back seat today? You need to get out. I'm not sitting in the back seat.
My mom's coming, so I won't. You have to get in the back.
What you mean you're not coming? No, I'm
not sitting in the back seat. It's not that deep. Just sit in the back seat.
All right, we can be in the back. Okay, no, y'all not married anyway, honey. We just going somewhere. You act like you gotta sit in the back seat forever. Okay, bye.
So, I mean, literally, like a whole family brawl over this.
You're acting like you gotta sit in the back seat forever. It's crazy.
I mean, all over who's sitting in the back seat, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Mama's like, I ain't sitting back there. Like, I'm still the queen over here. You better realize who's important here. Yeah, that's a hard call for him, though, right? You got your girlfriend sitting here that wants to sit in the front seat, and you got your mama sitting here that wants to sit in the front seat, and you're kind of stuck with, like, I don't know who to pick, right? I mean, in that situation, who would you pick? Let's just say, Jess, you're married. You got garage boy who wants to sit in the front seat, and let's just say you got your dad that wants to sit in the front seat. Who are you going to give it to?
Hearing this argument is very interesting to me because there have been situations where I'm driving or garage boy is driving and one of our parents is in town, and it has never even been a discussion. It's almost like it was automatic where when his mom came to visit us, I went into the backseat.
Sure.
No questions asked. And then same thing when my dad came to visit us, never even a question, not even a look. Garage boy just got in the backseat and my dad got in the front seat.
It seems like it's the appropriate thing to do.
That's what I feel like. But I feel like the appropriate thing is, so the fact that there even needed to be like a good discussion and let alone an argument is very bizarre.
Let's just say that they both want to sit in the front seat and you're put in the spot. Who do you think you would say, okay, I'm going to say this person? They both look at you and say, Jess, you choose. Who are you giving it to?
Yeah, in that situation, and clearly it does not apply because garage boy would never be this insane. But my dad would sit in the front seat.
You would give it to your dad in that situation.
Or my mom would sit in the front seat. Yeah, I do
think parent in that situation wins.
If there's a parent in town, I just think it's respectful.
Or just in general, parents are always going to win front seat situation.
If my sister's in town, and if my mom and my sister were in town, my mom was sitting in the front seat. I think parents should always get front seat.
Our situation is different though, because parents have to come into town. But what if they've lived here in general? I mean, Charlotte, your family lives here in general. That's true.
That's why I'm like struggling with this. Like, you guys are like, oh, this is so obvious. I'm like, I didn't even know this was like I don't know that I would have thought about it.
Who would you pick in that situation? If your partner or your family, who would sit up front? We'll say parents specifically. Would you pick a parent or would you pick your partner? If they both wanted to sit up front and stare at you and said, you got to pick.
The thing is, my parents are so flexible
that
they would never.
But let's just say, just to play along here.
But it's kind of hard for me to. I don't know. I really don't.
I would put a parent. I'd put a parent up front. I think age is going to like win out in that situation.
Yeah.
Let's run through some more hypothetical situations. And you guys tell me, are you picking your partner in this situation? Or are you picking your parent in this situation? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's say that your parent needs help moving on the same day as your partner's birthday. And they both need your attention at the exact same time. Who gets priority?
I have to help my parent move.
You're going to pick your parent over your partner?
Yeah, I mean, because like I can go to them after the fact, but if my parent needs my help in that way, like physically and stuff like that, yeah, I would definitely help my parents move.
I think I would have to tell my partner we'll celebrate on a different day, unfortunately. And I know that's probably going to cause some drama, but like if I had to...
It shouldn't though. That's the thing.
I know, that should not cause drama.
And think about like how many times our parents have helped us move.
Yeah.
They taught us the alphabet, I can help you move. Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay, let's say this. Your mom calls you and she has locked herself out of the house, but... you're at your anniversary dinner.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So like you guys are sitting there, you're mid dinner. Are you going to leave your anniversary dinner to go actually
that's a hard anniversary.
No questions asked. Safety. If my mom is locked outside, I have to go let her in and then we'll go back. But like, that's not even a question. And I know this for a fact, like if I told my mom no, cause I'm having calamari, My dad would get in the car and come yell at me in front of everybody. Are you serious? Honestly, spent how many hours in labor and I can't go let her in her own home? Please.
I think I would say, is there anybody? I think I would be like, hey, call a few more people, and if you still can't figure it out, I'll come. Like, let me know that you've at least exhausted every other.
The restaurant isn't going anywhere.
But if we're sitting there mid-dinner and I gotta leave, like that would be tough for me. We're talking about in these situations. Who are you picking? Are you picking your partner or are you picking your parent? Okay, let me give you one more. All right, and this one's tough. Your partner wants to move out of state, but your aging parent needs your help nearby.
Oh, okay.
So like your partner's got maybe a great job opportunity somewhere. All right. Mm-hmm. But your parents getting older and kind of, you know, either like need your assistance or will need your assistance soon. Which one are you picking? Because now you got two people that, you know, really kind of need you. And then at least in the near future or immediately, which one are you picking?
Man, we would definitely have to go home. I mean, and also this is similar to conversations that Garage Boy and I have had to have about his mom, you know?
True.
And so as she gets older and she's by herself. And so the conversations that we're having right now is if and when, and if she would like to come and live with us at some point, wherever
we are.
She's
by herself, right?
Yeah.
All
by
herself.
So with that, it's like, Of course she would come live with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when it comes to something like this, like if my parents were alone, and we've had these conversations, we definitely would prioritize being closer to them or either having them live with us wherever we are so we can take care of them.
That's so hard, man. That's such a hard question because obviously when you marry somebody, you're like, hey, like we're going to figure this out together, right? And like that's a pact that you make.
Mm-hmm.
But God, to leave an aging parent behind. I mean, I struggle with that all the time, right? And I've got the rest of my family's there to take care of my family, you know, my parents as they're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I think I have to choose my parent. I think I have to choose my parent in that situation because I couldn't just leave him stranded, you know? Wow, that's tough. I mean, what would you do in this situation? You get your mom a Mother's Day gift and then she comes back to you and says, you know what I'd really like? The gift you did not get me yet. I'm like, do I have to get two gifts now? This is kind of a complicated situation. So close to Mother's Day too. So my brother texted me on Saturday. It's a group text to me and my sister and said, hey, do you guys want to go in on flowers for mom for Mother's Day? I said, sure, this is easy this year. Perfect. It's like $125 too. I'm like, when did flowers become so expensive? Damn. Mm-hmm. So we all went in. It was 40 some odd bucks. Okay, easy peasy. We're done, right? So my mom texts me yesterday and she goes, you know what I really love for Mother's Day? That nice diffuser that you have in your house. I bought myself a nice diffuser maybe a year ago for my house. It's like $120, right?
Wait, fancy. Like
one of those waterless ones. It's
oh, just for the air?
For the air, yeah.
Okay.
So when she was here last time, she was
like, wait, send me the link. What's up?
She was like, it was one of those fancy ones. I can't have candles anymore. It messes up my So I bought that, and so she saw it when she's at my house last time. So she texts me and she goes, you know what I really love for Mother's Day? Is one of those that really nice diffuser. And here's the thing. We already bought the flowers. You can't go back and cancel. We paid for it. You can't cancel a flower order. It's done, right?
Wait, what's wrong with like doing the sibling team flower gift and then you doing your own thing for your mom?
Yo, here's the problem. $120 more on a Mother's Day gift. Now you're asking
because it's like expensive diffuser.
It's $120.
The flowers was
$125
a piece?
No. Total.
So it was $40 each.
$40 each.
So you spent $40 on your mom for the flowers. Group of you.
So now she's asking, it was kind of how she dropped it in there too. She was like, I don't think she realized how expensive that diffuser is, right? So now I'm like, okay, wait, do I have to drop $180 on my mom for Mother's Day?
On your mom who works for you single week doing your podcast that you don't pay her for?
If I'm being real, I just don't really have $180, $200 to drop on my mom for Mother's Day.
You make so much money off your mom. Your podcast is called Mama's Boy. You've literally developed a brand off of your mom.
You guys think my podcast is that profitable. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for thinking it's that well.
That's not what I said. That's actually not what I said. What I'm saying is you have created a business literally centered around your mom because your mom is a star.
We all know that. She is a wonderful mother.
Has done this for you for how many years?
We're on our sixth year of this podcast.
Six whole long years.
Barely keeping the doors open
on
this
six
thing.
6 years you by can't, the way. Get the diffuser.
You can't get her a diffuser for her voice that she's utilizing for you on a microphone every single week for your podcast.
So here's the thing. She's really excited about getting this diffuser. I just feel like since we already went in on the gift, the diffuser.
It was $40 for the flowers that are going to die. The diffuser actually is going to help her work for you even longer because she's talking all the time.
I just don't think she realizes how much the diffuser cost. That's the problem.
Pick me.
Yes, Charlotte.
What if you propose to your siblings that you will also split the diffuser?
Yeah, there you go.
Could we do that? Would that be weird now to go back to my siblings? Now, let's imagine this.
No, I think just frame it as like a bonus gift.
Bonus gift. If we go back and say, hey, listen, I know we already went in $40 on one gift,
but this is what she really wants.
How about we go back in on a second gift? Now that might be a genius idea.
I think,
you know what? Charlotte may have figured this out because then I don't have to feel like a jerk by, you know, not getting her what she really wanted.
No matter what, though, I mean, I don't see them saying no. I feel like you're the only one that causes that would be like, I don't want to do
this.
I think the two of them are going to be fine. But no matter what, your mother deserves the diffuser, whether they help you or not.
Can we agree that $200, $180 on a Mother's Day gift is excessive? Yes.
Dude.
True. I love my mother. But $200 on a Mother's Day gift would be excessive.
Your mom runs your Facebook group. She works for you. She's doing
great.
Episodes.
She's
doing all these things for you. You have her on video.
I'm sorry.
She could charge $180 to you weekly.
Literally.
Buy that diffuser.
There's just no way that anybody, she's worth that much. I don't think anybody would spend $180.
In addition to raising you and, I don't know, birthing you, I think she deserves a diffuser, my guy.
Wait, when you guys make Kraft mac and cheese, do you put all the butter in there that you're supposed to? Do you know how much butter actually goes into Kraft mac and cheese when you make it?
Wait, you have to measure the butter?
you don't
just listen to your heart?
In case you don't know, it's 4 tablespoons. And there's a woman on TikTok that's actually going viral today because she's freaked. She just realized when she read the back of the box that you're supposed to use that much. Like, she had no idea that, like,
who actually puts 4 tablespoons of butter in one box of macaroni?
Now, I haven't had actual Kraft mac and cheese in a while.
It's been a while since I've done that,
but
too.
I'll be honest. I absolutely put every single tablespoon into that bad boy. Every
like you were measuring?
And absolutely. And I would eat every bit. I don't go by the serving size. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But does anybody not put like all the butter in there? Like that would shock me if you did not.
If you're withholding butter.
You don't go into Kraft mac and cheese.
Withhold my butter.
Do you really? You only use half of it?
Because it just feels like so much.
I don't feel like Kraft mac and cheese is one of those things you go and being like, I'm gonna
die. I'll do like half of it. Like, I don't know.
I'm going light today, so I'm only gonna use 3/4 of the butter in this.
To be honest, I don't even know if it's about withholding or not. I think my issue is I just don't even know if I take the time to read the directions.
You just go for it.
Like, I kind of just know, okay, there's butter in here, there's milk in here, depending on like what kind you have. And maybe that's my problem. I just feel like there's certain things that you make and probably have been making since you were a kid. So in my brain, I feel like I already know what to do.
Just go for it.
So I don't even know if I've actually taken the time to look at the measurements versus just going for it, to be honest with you.
I thought what I would do this morning is break down for you what some of the serving sizes are for some of your favorite foods. And let's be honest with ourselves of like, are we actually eating the right way for some of our favorite foods? Or do any of us actually eat like the right serving sizes for some of these foods? Like, for example, Oreos. Oreos are 3 cookies. That's the serving size.
Bro,
does
what?
Does anybody eat three Oreos when you go in for Oreos?
There's I have never looked at the serving size for chips or cookies.
There's no way.
What?
You want to talk chips for a second? Okay, let's go to Doritos. Doritos, a serving size for Doritos, okay? 12. It's 12? 12. Yep.
That's so
if
cute.
You're going to eat Doritos, that's 12 Doritos that you're supposed to eat when you eat a serving size of Doritos. Does anybody literally eat 12 Doritos?
There's more than 12 Doritos in like a little mini bag, right? I just eat the whole mini bag.
I would think
so. I thought that's what, I mean, if it's there,
that's
I'm confused.
That's like an appetizer.
I didn't know that there was a certain amount here supposed to be eaten.
That's
an hors d'oeuvre.
That's like your Doritos appetizer before you get to the Doritos. You know what I mean? It's like, that's just warming you up. It shocks me. If you literally sit there and just eat that much. Okay, how about this? Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Bro, get out of here.
You ready for this? If you were just going to eat one serving of Ben and Jerry's, two-thirds of a cup.
Two-thirds
of a cup is a serving. Okay.
No way. That's barely nothing.
If you go in there, if you literally
not even a full cup of ice cream.
No, literally. So there in that pint, there's literally 3 servings of ice cream. So if you go through, does anybody not eat the pint? Does anybody not eat the pint?
But what about when you go to Baskin Robbins and you get 2 scoops? Nope. Like, that's more, you know what I mean?
Nope. Okay, how about this? Let's go to cereal.
We'll take
Frosted Flakes.
Who is measuring their cereal?
I'm taking Frosted Flakes. A serving of Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Ready for this? Is 1 cup.
1 cup?
1 cup is
you
a serving of Frosted
Flakes.
You
mean it's just not the bowl? What are you talking about?
You've got so much. Man, you've literally got so much. Okay, ready for this? And by the way, we're talking about like serving sizes and like honestly, how much do you eat when you really go in? Ready for this? It's going to freak you out. Ranch dressing.
Oh, like just salad dressing in
just
general.
Just salad dressing.
Okay.
When you guys go, when you go in for salad dressing, do you measure it out?
Because, no.
No, of course not.
What?
Who's measuring? Okay, are you for real?
Do you know what a standard serving of salad dressing is?
No, I'm more of a Caesar salad girl, but.
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to have a standard serving of ranch dressing, it's 2 tablespoons.
2 tablespoons?
That
covers like 4 pieces of lettuce. What are you talking about? Don't you just like do? Like, what the heck?
I do. I'll give you one more to freak you out and we're going to move on. Coffee creamer.
Get out of here. Don't even talk to me. At this point, they're expecting us to have like measuring cups on our belt so we can just whip it out and measure everything. That doesn't make any sense in our life.
What's a standard serving for coffee creamer?
Bro, don't tell me because I don't want to know because I don't care.
I pour it like it's a cup of milk.
Half the mug.
Literally. For me, I mean, mine is white as Christmas snow. I mean, honest to God. What's a standard serving?
Well, going along with the theme of how depressing this segment has been, I feel like it's probably going to be like 1 tablespoon.
It's 1 tablespoon.
Which nobody, don't even. Who cares? Who cares?
You guys, if you literally have 1 table, what's the point? What's the point? No. It does nothing for you at that point.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Yeah, this is our fun little Maryland thing that we do. We just realized when we got here about 6 years ago, this funny little spice that's, this is not a thing anywhere else, at least out of the Mid-Atlantic region, that's become so iconic that it's taken over the whole state. I mean, you know what this is, but we didn't know what Old Bay was. And it was so funny. We saw the spice sitting on the table. We're like, what is this thing? And what did we learn about Old Bay very fast, Jess?
That you can put it on anything. At least that's what everybody told us. But now after creating this segment, the truth is you can't. So that is the point of us putting on Old Bay to items that you typically wouldn't try it with. But we have discovered some pretty cool collabs that you probably wouldn't know unless you listen to Bay or Not to Bay.
Yeah. And here's the problem that we have with doing this segment for so long is the creativity has gotten a little out of control. So every week we have to challenge ourselves to be more and more creative. Like, what are we going to debate each week, mm-hmm. right? So Charlotte and I were putting our heads together yesterday.
Which is never good.
It's never a good idea.
Never ends well.
What did we come up with this week?
So in honor of today being International No Diet Day,
hey,
we wanted to look up what are some of the highest caloric foods available from fast food joints here in Maryland.
Yeah.
We did find the Burger King triple whopper with cheese is approximately 1,200 calories.
Yeah, literally. So let me tell you the thing about the triple whopper is I went to Burger King yesterday and I got there and like I looked over the menu and it wasn't there. And I was like, wait, what? Like,
oh, is this, no, wait, do? Is this secret
it's
menu?
A secret, it's a secret menu.
You have wait, to, you Burger have to King ask.
You,
know,
you have to ask for it. And like, even when I asked for it, they were like, wait, what? And they had to go ask their manager. And then the manager was able to like figure it out. So just know that like, yes, you can ask for the triple whopper. I don't recommend this for anyone's heart, by the way. I can't recommend a 12.
This burger is so heavy.
And not only is it that, let me tell you that that's $11. That's an $11 burger right there. Well, so
wow. I feel like review bra right now.
Enjoy. That thing looks ridiculous.
Bro, this is off menu. Burger King has a secret menu.
Yeah,
breaking
it's a triple,
news because I didn't know.
Triple whopper, y'all. They can ring it up for you. Just you better save up for it. All right. So
this is so it feels
even,
like a
can you even dude, that's
it
a
feels
brick.
Like a rock.
That thing
like,
is a brick,
feels,
man.
It feels
yeah.
crazy.
All right, you want to just try it first? Just one bite's gonna be 400 calories. Go ahead and
I'm
just,
all like SpongeBob. I'm like, ee.
Yeah, can you even get that thing in your mouth?
Okay,
like,
so
good God.
Do I need to taste it first?
So you
before
might as
do
well.
Obey?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Just it's been when's the last time you had a Whopper?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay, well, just for I paid a lot for that Whopper, so
I kind of have to.
Yeah. You can't even.
Bro, I think I have to do it in two bites. It's so high. Okay, I have to do it in two bites, half and half. Okay.
Yeah.
One.
Why not? Yeah.
I'm gonna chill.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. That's a hell of a burger
to fit
there.
The whole thing.
There you go. All right. Let's put Old Bay on a. Literally, it's the fattiest, most calorically high thing that we could find for No Diet Day. This is the triple whopper.
You guys look at it.
Yo, that's ridiculous.
It's insane. Yeah. It's so big.
Ask for it by name, people, because it's not going to be on the menu. So
wait,
you're welcome.
This is so cool because I didn't know they had a secret menu.
Now you know.
I wonder what the other possibilities are.
I don't know, but they were very confused over at the
the
like, one in Columbia.
What?
Yeah, she literally came back about 2 minutes later, being like,
whoa.
"I guess." All right, here we go. This is triple whopper with Old Bay.
Old Bay. Okay.
Yep, here we go.
Here we go.
I bet it's gonna be good.
I have to do two bites. Okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Take your time. Yeah. Your jaw. Jess is going to get locked jaw. We're going to have to call somebody. We're going to have to call the paramedics.
Mm.
Is it better? Honestly, is it better?
Bro.
I have to imagine. Yeah?
Good?
Why have I never put Old Bay on a burger before?
It seems like it makes sense, right?
It almost feels disrespectful that this is the first time I've ever done that.
Yeah?
Bro.
Yeah?
Mm. By the way, you guys, just so you know, this Whopper is ice cold.
Yeah, it was yesterday. It's a day old, but
this Whopper is ice cold, and the flavor is so good that it takes away the grossness of the burger being ice cold. Like, that's how good this was on this Whopper.
Yeah. You took two bites. That was literally 400 calories right there alone.
Wow.
Is it to bay or not to bay when it comes to the triple Whopper?
It's definitely to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.